was this?
Okay, I'm gonna need way more hints.
It's the office phone bill, Linda.
Well, that wasn't a very good game.
No, not this. This. I want to know who made the $11.47 call to Chico, California.
There's a Chico, California. Is it anywhere near Groucho, Nevada?
Now, I hear laughter, ladies. I don't hear confessions.
You really think that I would rip you off for an $11 phone call? That is the most insulting thing I've ever heard. I bet it was her.
I didn't do it.
Couldn't have been one of the patients, because we don't let our patients use the phone. Right, Linda?
I swear, I'm rude to everyone, just like you asked.
All right. If it wasn't one of us, wasn't one of the patients, that leaves the telephone company. Oh, yeah. I tell you something, they're going to wish they hadn't screwed with me. By the time I'm through with them, they're not going to know what hit them.
Oh, John, you're not going to call them, are you?
Yeah, well, what do you suggest?
Grab a few sticks of dynamite, blast open that wallet of yours, and pay the money.
So that's not gonna happen.
I mean, you get him, Dr. Wrecker.
Oh, John, please, you're just gonna end up screwing things up. You're gonna lose your temper and alienate everyone like you always do.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, face it, you're not good on the phone. You're not good in person. Oh, you're just not good.
Not good? Yeah, watch this. Well, hello to you too, Wendy. I hope you can help me. This is Dr. John Becker at 555-0199. Yeah, it's about my phone bill. Well, there's a charge to Chico, California that I didn't make. Yeah, that's the one. You're gonna credit me? Thank you. I certainly hope you have a nice day too. Well, what have we learned here? A, you said that I couldn't beat the phone company. And I did. B, you said that I don't have people skills, and I do. C, I can't remember C, but I'm pretty sure you were wrong about that, too. What the hell is this?
Okay, I'm gonna need way more hints.
It's the phone bill, Linda.
Well, I was gonna guess that, but it seems so obvious.
Margaret, the phone company lied to me. This is my new bill, and the call to Chico, California is still there.
Well, John, what have we learned from all this?
What?
A, you were wrong. B, you were wrong. And C, well, I can't remember C, but I'm pretty sure you were wrong about that, too.
Why would they say they're gonna take the charge off the bill and then not do it? You know, damn phone company! You know what this is, don't you? This is war.
John, don't be stupid. Let it go and pay the money.
Oh, don't you see, Margaret? That's how they get you. A couple of phony calls, few extra charges. Next thing you know, they bilk the American public out of billions of dollars.
We've got to do something.
John, it was only $11.
And 47 cents. Even if it were a dollar, I'd still be upset.
I know.
Oh, Margaret, it's not the money, it's the principle.
Oh, no, not the principle. Not again. Do I have to remind you the Thrifty Mart incident?
I told you never to bring that up.
What happened?
Not important.
The judge thought it was important. Channel 2 Action News thought it was important. The mayor's office thought it was...
Thrifty Mart. That was you? Oh, my God. Did you really put a guy in a wheelchair?
He was in the wheelchair before I ever touched him.
Wisdom like that, and they gave Dr. King the holiday.
Say, Reg, Kira wants to know what you're wearing to Bonnie Bedrosian's wedding.
Bonnie's getting married?
Yeah. Didn't she invite you?
No.
Oh.
Well, we've known each other since we were kids. Why wouldn't she invite me? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
I bet I know what happened. She probably hasn't sent out all the invitations.
I got mine a month ago.
But I don't understand. If I was getting married, I'd invite her.
Yeah, and if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a wagon.
Shut up.
Morning, all. I just came to say you're looking at a brand new Bob. Well, except for you. And I owe it all to these tapes. Ted Talbot's 10 tips for total transformation.
Wait, Ted Talbot? That sleazy con man on Channel 59?
Like Ted says, ridicule is the last resort for the truly helpless. And yeah, that's him.
Hey, Bob, they delivered that blazer I bought you. I thought you might need it, you know, in case you have any job interviews.
Not yet, but I'm only up to tape two. You guys know the difference between successful people and schmucks like us?
You mean schmucks like you?
The point is, Ted Talbot knows the difference. And once I'm done listening to these tapes...
You'll no longer be a schmuck like you?
Exactly. I'll have the life I've always dreamed of.
I'd say you have that now. You don't work and you live in Linda's penthouse rent-free.
But that's gonna change. That's why I bought Bob the tapes.
You bought Bob the tapes?
I would have bought them myself, but unfortunately, Bob left all his money in his ex-wife. Well, it's time to get out of my day the Ted Talbot way. Number one, start your day with the brisk constitutional. Well, I wouldn't call it brisk, but done.
Done? You never take walks.
That's a walk? Oh, skipping ahead. Do one thing each day you've never done before.
Pay for your food?
Baby steps, Reg. Baby steps.
I really think these tapes are gonna make a difference in Bob's life.
I don't get it, Linda. Why are you being so nice to him?
Because he needs my help to make a fresh start in life.
You just want him out of your place, don't you?
No, it's not that I want him out. It's just... yes.
So why don't you throw his butt out on the street?
I can't just throw him out. It's like that saying. Give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and you've walked a mile in his shoes.
Close enough.
Oh, finally. Like, this is John Becker. And don't ask me for my number because I punched it in an hour ago.
I have your account in front of me. My name is April. How may I help you?
Well, I don't need your name, April. What I need, April, is for you to remove a charge from my bill for a call to Chico, California. A place I've never heard of and never called. Think you can do that, April?
I understand you're upset, sir. I'll credit you immediately.
No, you don't. Look, they told me that 3 weeks ago, and it's still on my bill.
I'd be glad to drop that charge if you'll just provide us with some kind of substantiation that you didn't make the call.
Oh, yeah. So that's your game, is it? You know? I suppose my word as a customer in good standing is meaningless.
That's correct, sir.
You know what I think? You know, I think Chico doesn't even exist. You know, I'll bet Chico is some sort of phone company code word for dumping bogus charges on unsuspecting customers.
I can assure you, sir, the call in question is to an actual number. Frankly, in most disputes, a customer has merely forgotten that they placed the call. Perhaps if you call the number, it might all come back to you?
You don't think I'm gonna do that, do you?
Sir, I just asked you to.
Yeah, well, I got news for you, April. I am gonna do it. You don't have any idea who you're dealing with here.
Isn't this Dr. John Becker located
in... Oh, you know what I mean. I'll show her. Yeah, hi, this is Dr. John Becker calling from New York to substantiate that I did not make a call to this number on the... Oh, well, hi, Timmy. Can I speak to your mommy? Oh, you have two mommies. Well, you live in California, why not? You know, any chance one of them can come to the phone? Hello, Tim. Stupid kid.
Hey, Jake, did it ever occur to you that success is staring you right in the face and you just can't see it?
Now, Bob, don't take this the wrong way, but sit your punk ass down and shut up.
You know, the pre-Ted Talbot Bob would have taken offense at that. But the new Bob is focused like a laser on his goals. And here's two of them now.
You know, I can't get over not being invited to Bonnie's wedding.
You weren't invited?
You were?
Practically everyone from high school was. It's like a mini reunion. Remember that exchange student with the one eyebrow and the mustache?
She's invited?
Chico, California. Sleepy little town or the front for a billion-dollar scam?
Reg, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
Oh, what's the matter? Are you worried he's not gonna tell us?
Good point.
I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. The phone company is screwing me out of $11.47.
That's it?
It's not the money, Reg. It's the principal.
Oh, Becker, not the principal. Didn't you learn your lesson at the Thrifty Mart?
Oh, what? Like no one else has ever been banned from a retail chain for life?
That was you? You really pushed a guy in a wheelchair off a cliff?
It wasn't off a cliff. It was down a hill. For your information, you know, the dumpster broke his fall. I don't know why everyone's making such a big deal about this.
Because it was a big deal.
The guy was handicapped, John.
Why is it everyone always sticks up for the guy in the wheelchair?
Humor.
Tonight at 11.
Love.
Oh, Linda, Tiffany's. What did you get?
Bob asked me to pick him up a sterling silver money clip.
What for? He doesn't have any money.
It's a Ted Talbot tip. Creative visualization. Act rich and riches will follow.
Must be working. He just got a silver money clip. Linda, aren't you tired of that little man sponging off you?
He's not sponging off me, Margaret. He's... Yes.
Then throw him out.
I can't throw him out. I'm supposed to be helping him. It's like that old saying. I cried because I had no shoes, and then I met a man.
And then you met a man who had no feet.
No, I think I'd remember that. Oh, hello, Mr. Fuller.
Hello, Linda. I've got an appointment with the doctor to talk about my test results.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Oh, not oh, no, oh, no. I mean, it could be oh, no, but we don't know. Ah. Your lab results won't be in till tomorrow. I called your assistant. Didn't he tell you?
No, he didn't. God, that idiot can't do anything right. I tell you, you can't get good help these days.
Tell me about it.
I gotta fire that guy.
Wait, so you'll be looking for a new assistant?
Yeah, but I'm damned if I'm gonna hire another snot-nosed MBA.
I wasn't asking for me. I already have a job. But would you hire someone who didn't even go to college?
Hell, I didn't. All I had going for me was street smarts. Now, I need to find someone like I used to be. You know, brash, arrogant, and, well, a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass?
Well.
Yeah, but I got the guy for you.
I'm telling you, Margaret, Chico is just a code word. The phone company uses to screw you. Don't you get it?
I think you can't defend yourself, but I'm fighting him, Margaret.
This is Thrifty Mart all over again.
Boy, you're never going to let that go, are you? I told you, it wasn't my fault.
You hit a man in a wheelchair.
I was trying to defend myself.
You know, Margaret, you never ever let me tell you what really happened.
I would love to know what really happened.
Okay. All right. I was at the Thrifty Mart picking up a prescription for a patient. Right, so I'm standing in line waiting to pay for the medicine and some cigarettes, and this guy wheels up right in front of me. Now, we're both adults, so I say, hey, no cuts.
And that's when you hit him?
No, no, no. First, it was just back and forth, you know, talking trash, a little knee bumping.
Then you hit him?
No, then he hit me. And long story short, he rolled into the parking lot and down the hill and blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, there's a demonstration outside my office. I mean, they're actually carrying picket signs and marching back and forth. Well, not marching, you know.
All I know is a simple apology would have diffused the whole situation. Quit calling that kid. Pay the money. It's only 11 bucks.
It's the principal, Margaret. Which is why I'm going to go down to the phone company and straighten this out once and for all.
Oh, no. Now you are just asking for trouble.
No, no. Trouble came asking for me. And now it's going to get it. You know, the trouble that it was asking for. Trouble is... Oh, hell, you know what I'm talking about.
Jake, I've been making some calls, and I found out that I am the only person in our high school class that wasn't invited to Bonnie's wedding. I'm so humiliated.
Yeah, because you called everyone up and told them.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Reg, you are at the bottom of this.
Not yet. I'm going to go over to Bonnie's
And I'm just going to ask her flat out why she and Dave don't want me at her wedding.
Dave? Nah, she and Dave broke up 6 months ago. She's marrying a guy named Sean Russell.
Sean Russell? From high school. Oh, well, that explains it. I wouldn't invite me either.
You know him?
Well, you could say that. I dated him senior year. I dated his brains out.
Mr. Fuller, why don't you have a seat? I'm sure Bob will be here any minute.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Jake, have you seen Bob?
One of the perks of being blind? I've never seen Bob.
Sorry I'm late. I was just reading the Wall Street Journal on my constitution. That's a walk.
Bob, this is Mr. Fuller. This is my friend I was telling you about.
How you doing there, Fuller?
My goodness, you're full of energy. Well, Bob, I certainly enjoyed reading your resume.
Well, I enjoyed making it up.
Sense of humor, I like that. Now, take a seat, will you? Now, you know, Linda's told me a lot of good things about you, and I think you might just be perfect for the job.
Bob, you got a job. I'm so happy. For you.
So let's just cut to the chase. How's $25,000 a year sound?
Great. He'll take it.
What kind of an idiot do you take me for?
Bob.
If you want a winner, you got to pay for a winner.
I like your style. All right. 30 it is.
Great. He'll take it.
Bob sent his weakness. His price just doubled. And I want a company car.
Bob!
My God, you remind me of myself when I was your age. All right, $40,000 and an expense account.
Great. He'll take it.
No car?
You can ride in the limo with me.
A limo. He'll take it.
You'll get a limo while Bob carries your lazy ass for a measly 40 large a year?
Bob!
Excuse me?
He'll take it.
Fuller, here's my final offer, and it's non-negotiable. I want $200 a year, an expense account, and the car. And nothing cheap. I want a Dodge.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda. This just isn't going to work. Young man, you are insane.
Tick-tock, Fuller. He'll be back.
I'm blind, and I can see he's not coming back.
That's all right. Opportunities are like streetcars.
Yeah, there are none left. Here's the deal. Suck it up, get a job, and move out.
Smooth.
Yeah, I'm here to dispute my bill. My name is Becker, John Becker.
My name is Susie. Can I have your number, please?
555-0199. And isn't it just like the phone company to reduce everybody to a number? And yes, I'm aware of the irony of what I just said.
What can I do to help you, sir?
There's an $11.47 call to Chico, California that I did not make. Matter of fact, until just recently, I never heard of Chico, California.
But, sir, according to our records, you've called there 15 times in the past 2 days.
Yeah, I was just trying to get proof that I didn't make the damn call in the first place. And I would have if Timmy had put one of his lesbian mommies on the phone. Anyway, you're the people who told me to make the call in the first place.
Oh, sir, I don't know who told you to do that, but that's not our policy at all. Did you get the name of the person you spoke with?
Absolutely. Her name was... She never told me her name.
But, sir, we're required
now,
to give
our name... Now, don't but, sir, me. You know, the point is, I did not make the call. You know, I don't think anybody made that call. You know what I think? I think that Chico is just a phone company code word to put phony charges on innocent people's bills. Hey, you know what? Check your bills, everybody. You got Chico, California on there. You're getting screwed.
Sir, please calm down. I'll get my supervisor.
Yeah, you get your supervisor.
Mr. Minditch, you're needed out front.
You do that. I'll talk to Minditch. Yeah, I'll straighten everything out with Minditch. Minditch.
How can I help? Oh, my God, it's you, Becker.
Minditch. I mean, have we met?
You're damn right we have. This is the maniac that attacked me at the Thrifty Mart. Oh. We were waiting in line, and he went crazy on me. He's insane.
I've never seen you in my entire life. And you cut in line.
I did not.
You did, too.
But he was in a wheelchair.
It was a very long line. At least he had some place to sit. You don't know. You weren't there. You know something? I didn't call Chico, but I'll pay for Chico so I can get away from Wacko. You know, what is it, $11.47?
Plus the additional charges that comes
to 60. Oh, here, you know, just keep the change, will you?
Oh, look at him go. He's not so tough when there's not a hill to push me down.
Oh, yeah. You know, so that's not the way it happened. If you had the facts, you'd realize this guy doesn't have a leg to stand on. You know what I mean. All I'm saying is that we can't just let people like him roll all over us. Oh, you know what I mean. Come on, you feel the same way I do. You know, you talk the talk, I walk the walk.
At least you can walk.
Yeah. Why is it everyone always sticks up for the guy in the wheelchair?
Did you Chico him?
Oh, yeah.
Break-in by gay rights protesters, a drunk interviewee and a whining newsreader. It's just another day at the office for the Globe Link team in Drop the Dead Donkey coming up at 10. Next tonight, though, it's Frasier.